If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm...
All of a sudden, my bed began to quiver. Everything disappeared down the deep chasm in the center of my room. And then, I began to slide towards it. I noticed the kaleidoscopic life in the forest. Every conceivable color intermingled before me. At first, it seemed like a wild, unruly array, but as I looked closer, I was amazed to see a brilliant pattern of organization. Red, yellow, and deep purple butterflies flitted about the pink fluorescence, while yellow and black bees buzzed about the lavender-colored stalks. Then, a beautiful black and red bird hovered over the bright yellow sunflowers that danced away in the breeze.
At last, delays are unassailable.
Manasa karya kaleshu sahayam me karishyata. Manasa karya kaleshu sahayam me karishyata. Manasa karya kaleshu sahayam me karishyata. Manasa karya kaleshu sahayam me karishyata.
A skinny, yet muscular man, dressed in nothing but a white loincloth and slippers, made a beeline towards me. His well-oiled mane of snowy white hair was tied back in a topknot, with a single loose strand hanging down the back of his neck. His face was wrinkled with lines of wisdom. An unkempt beard hung down from the tip of his chin onto his skinny, naked chest. In his right hand, he swung a long staff made of dark wood.
Have you brought it with you?
Are you talking to me?
Do you see anybody else here? Indeed, the creatures of the forest are at hand, but at the moment, they halt at the seams of your peripheral vision.
Who was this strange guy?
Hermit. Hermit is a more respectful nomenclature than strange guy, don't you think?
Whoa! How did you hear?
I've had many years of solitary practice in reading the minds of this great planet's creatures. Silence may be golden, but you haven't learned that yet.
So you are talking to me.
Could there be another?
Another who?
Another Arya.
You know my name?
Lifetimes of experience have trained me to recognize an Arya, and you're the only one in existence right now. But you'll do just fine.
Where am I?
The Wild Woods, of course.
The Wild Woods? That sounds so familiar.
Perhaps you need a visual to jog your memory.
He waved his staff as if to paint on an invisible easel in the air between us. Out of nowhere, like magic, he drew a picture of Maz Ramayan.
A book in hand is worth more than its weight in gold. Especially if it is the last one left.
It's the jungles where Ram fought the Rakshasas who plagued the people of the forest.
Yes, but they are much more than that. There where you go after you have crossed the depths of your mind. They are the land on the other side, where your knowledge comes alive and learning becomes real.
And how did I get here?
Sometimes you need to fall through the fault line in your world. The very purpose of Ram's existence requires him to fall through faults continuously, or tunnel through them.
But I need to go back. I need to wake my mother up from her coma. I need to save her. With the agility of a cheetah, the hermit leapt high into the air and landed back into a lunge, his arms stretched out to the sky, his hands clasped in prayer. In yoga, they call this the warrior stance.
You need to save yourself.
What do you mean?
There was a reason, after all, that Ram and his brothers were brought here. Rishi Vishwamitra trained them in the ways of archery and the use of the Astra.
Astra? As in weapons powered by divine mantras?
A warrior needs to be trained in the environment that put his weapons to use against the ferocity of dangerous surroundings. The palace at Ayodhya, Ram's home, would hardly be a suitable place for them to master these skills.
Look, this is all very fascinating, but I don't have time for this. I need to get back home.
Then, you must complete your journey.
What journey? What are you even talking about?
The answers you seek are in your hands.
All that's in my hands is Ma's copy of the Ramayana.
Precisely. Like I have said before, it's the last one left. And if it falls into the wrong hands, neither you nor anyone else can ever learn the rightful ways of an Arya. But to complete your journey, you must pass through the dark side.
But what does that even mean?
You must try to quell your Rakshas mind.
That doesn't make any sense. You can't have a Rakshas mind if you're a human.
How does a boy with a Rakshas mind speak with such conviction about a Rakshas mind?
I know what my mother taught me. A Rakshas is an awful, ugly demon. They come in all shapes and sizes, but no matter what they look like, their purpose is the same: to strike terror among humans and animals and do what they can to ruin our lives. Which is why they must all be destroyed.
Interesting. A desire to destroy is the very tendency of a Rakshas mind.
What do you mean? Rakshasas are demons. How can an urge to destroy demons be considered demonic?
Reaction is a sorry excuse for action. A real Arya would know this. You will know when your journey is complete. Your first task, boy, is to keep this last copy of the book in your hands, far away from those who want it. You owe it to your fellow beings.
Wait, who wants the Ramayana?
I must be going now. I will see you again.
the hermit's appearance began to change. His body morphed into a faint blue shadow silhouetted against the dark green trees. And then he disappeared. There was something very familiar about him, though I couldn't put my finger on it. And then it hit me. The hermit's dyed pool eyes. Nicholas had exactly the same.
Nicholas, is that you? Hermit, did you take a janitorial job at my school?
Our jobs are not to take or leave. Neither yours nor mine. They are given to us for a specific purpose. Several that change with time.
Time?
Space.
Space or time?
Space-time, which differs from one moment to the next. Its value based entirely on perspective.
Wait, whose perspective? What are you talking about?
The perspective of those in another position. Theory of relativity, boy. It is the shift in purpose through the roads we travel that enable change to then be the constant. Constant motion, after all, is akin to sitting still.
The hermit's silhouette began to take shape in the space before me. His words were still awfully confusing. I must be daydreaming.
Dream on. Dreams provide a glimpse of your inner self.
Here I was in a strange land with no idea how to return home. But I had been right about the Ramayana. It did have the power to rescue Ma from the evil hands of illness. I just had to learn how to use it properly. Now that I had landed in the story, all that was left to do was to live it. Suddenly, the book in my hands felt heavier than ever.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
Visiji said you'd be coming.
You can talk? I don't understand. Are you saying that Ravan has come back to life?
Stay tuned for more.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.